And now for something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue.
Oh. Okay.
Let's see. Something borrowed. That's this dress. Borrowed from Maryland.
Mm.
Something blue. My wristband. I wore it when I married your father. Oh, Mother. I forgot you still had it. It's just so lovely.
I bought it in an antique shop when I was about 18 years old. I saved it for my wedding day.
And you saved it for me, didn't you, Mother?
Yes, honey. I did.
Oh, no. Are we ever going to... No.
All right. Okay. Something borrowed.
The wedding dress. And something blue.
The wristband.
Uh-huh.
Something old.
Something old. Right. What's old?
Of course. Something old. I had planned to wear them.
Oh, Grandma's pearls.
Oh, Grandpa will be so pleased that you're wearing them. I'm sure he misses Grandma on a day like this.
Help me with them, Marilyn. Mm. Oh, I've never worn them before. I've been saving them for today.
Oh. Saving them for today? Oh, you're a real steward.
Oh, there you go. Lovely.
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 Something borrowed. Something blue, something old, and now for something new.
The veil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so beautiful, Marilyn.
You really are a fabulous designer, Marilyn.
Doesn't it look just right, Susan?
Perfect.
And when you both say I do, Harry will lift this veil over your head and kiss the bride.
Oh, I'm so excited.
When you said I do, Marilyn, it suddenly became real.
That's all right, Susan. You've got the wedding day jitters. In less than 2 hours, you will be Mrs. Harry Bennett.
Oh, that reminds me. If we don't get dressed, we won't be there to see Susan become Mrs. Harry Bennett.
Before you leave, do I look all right?
You never looked better.
She's right.
And that's dear little Max. Uh-huh.
Got to go and feed him.
I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Take off the veil, kick off your shoes, and sit down.
We'll come upstairs and get you in a little while.
Richard's going to take some wedding pictures before the ceremony, so just relax.
Are you kidding? Relax? Susan Stewart, you are about to become Susan Bennett, Mrs. Harry Bennett.